Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I don't know how good a football player Xavier Leggett is going to be, the rookie wide receiver for the Panthers out of South Carolina. I think he's the first pick of the second round, but he is so entertaining, man. He's
got one of the most South Carolina low country accents of any NFL player I can ever remember.
The most, it's incredible.
It's
and the bass in his voice to go with it. It's just
It makes you want to go buy a place in South Carolina.
Yes,
like, I just want to live out in the country and hang out with guys like Xavier Leggett.
So
this is why that's the kind of like just relaxed. kind of laid-back lifestyle for me.
It's a dream. It's a dream. So for those who missed it, Xavier Leggett, at the end of the game, the Carolina Panthers played the Eagles this weekend, and the Eagles hung on to win this game 22-16, in large part because Xavier Leggett dropped what was a catchable ball that would have been a go-ahead touchdown with under a minute to go in the game. Like, it would have been a really nice, like, if he caught it, it would have been like, man, that's a great catch. He wasn't able to secure the ball. Ball comes out as he hits the ground. And so he was getting a lot of heat for that from people like, hey man, you should have caught the ball. Xavier Leggett went on the St. Brown Brothers podcast. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Equanimeous St. Brown. They have a podcast. And as Amon-Ra is laying out how much he was rooting for the Panthers down the stretch in this game, I'm like, I can't wait to hear what Xavier Leggett has to say because he's the one that blew the game at the end. Here's how it sounded.
Bro, I was rooting for the Panthers so hard. This is the craziest part. I'm over here on a flight back to Detroit because I was in L.A. I'm like, can you guys please put this Eagles game on? I'm like, just win. Please just win. Like, everything was like, I feel like nothing was going right for the Eagles. And then y'all started coming. I'm like, this is it. Like, Panthers about to do it. And y'all...
Nah, it ain't y'all, man. It was me, man.
I'm playing.
I canceled every plan I had after that. I was supposed to go to the Rod Wave concert cup. As soon as I got in the locker room, I texted the boy like, "I canceled the sweep." I ain't trying to go no more, man.
He said it wasn't y'all, man. It was me.
I'll tell you what, man. That's a lot more awareness than the Cowboys dudes. Remember after the Cowboys games, they were out. Which game was it? They were out in the club afterwards.
Oh, that was the Texans game on Monday night.
It was after
night.
The Texans game. Who was it?
It was CeeDee Lamb and Trayvon Diggs, at least.
Yeah, and Cowboys fans weren't so happy about them just out, wiling out in a club or a bar or wherever they were.
After CeeDee got shut down by Derek Stingley in that game, too.
Like, CeeDee. Yeah.
Right.
So credit to the rookie for having an awareness of like, all right, man, nope, that was on me.
He's so good natured. I love Xavier Leggett. I don't know if he's going to wind up being a good player in the NFL or not. Like that's a hard ecosystem to thrive in right now in Carolina. You know,
if he was a but not as hard as it was earlier.
No, they're better now. You're right.
By the way, they have pretty good pass protection there, but that's neither here nor there. If he was a disappointment and he got released, I would want him snapped up so fast on waivers.
Second. Bring me him and Jameis and throw the two of them on a podcast together.
I feel like it's a good balance of personalities too.
Yeah.
You got some guy that can kind of just, you hear there, he's very accountable.
Yeah.
And yet also just very, very laid back. And I feel like it's a good presence to have. He feels like an old soul in a lot of ways.
Okay, this is the other cut from Xavier Leggett on this podcast that was making the rounds.
Yeah.
You've not heard this yet, have you?
I misread the headline yesterday, so I know vaguely what it's about.
Okay,
I read the headline wrong.
Xavier Leggett talked about a food that he eats and his family eats at Thanksgiving time.
Is there something weird that you like to eat or something you don't like to eat that you can never eat that most people would eat? You know, like what's something in the food industry that you, you know, that you have a weird opinion on?
Well, y'all probably seen that video when I told them folks I eat coon. I eat raccoon.
You what?
I didn't see that.
I said, what do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
Like a raccoon that you see in the trash can.
Where do you even eat that at? Where do you even get that?
I hunt it, I kill it, I skin them, cook them, eat them, all it.
So when's the last time you had a raccoon?
Thanksgiving.
So you went and got the Thanksgiving, you killed the raccoon, or you had, like, you
found it? Kids, all my people, them hunting all that, so my kids, them, they killed it. They call me like, yeah, we got that coon. We get
that coon.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy. We got coon.
Yeah, so, wait, what does it taste like?
Okay, so here, that was the end of the cut right there. Here's what you need to understand about that podcast, the interaction. The St. Brown brothers are from L.A. Like, they're not
from L.A. You know, one of them went to, I think Amon-Ra went to USC, yeah, and Equanimeous went to Notre Dame.
Correct. Yeah.
They were not raised in the southeastern United States.
Nowhere where raccoon is a delicacy. Were they raised?
I just texted my brother because I couldn't remember. My brother used to coon hunt a lot. I don't think he ever ate it.
Okay.
But
you're not sure. He may have.
He might have, yeah. It used to be way more common for people to eat squirrel, possum, coon, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I know in the South, I mean, you know, going back to, you know, slavery, and enslaved people didn't have the best diet provided to them. So sure, it was like there became a custom of, you know, it was just, and it was with white and black people in the South, it was, I don't want to say a staple, but it was more common. I think it's still relatively common in the rural South.
Is it? Okay.
For possum. I don't know about coon, and I guess it'd be about the same, huh? Now we need to try. You know what?
Yeah.
The other day when Ron and Clint were deliberating over whether they should be ballsy enough to try a gingerbread cookie.
Right.
I feel like you and I need to have somebody come up and cook us up some raccoon or possum.
I have
a taste.
And I feel like those animals fit more the debate and discussion that the two of them were having. You know, like that, yeah, like raccoon does feel like something you'd be a little leery of or a little wary of eating, you know?
Well, you know, yeah, it's like a new food type of, I had a friend gave me some bear meat a couple years ago.
How was that?
I think it was good, but I had to, and you know, I don't drink that much anymore.
Right.
I had to, I tipped back a few.
You
I'm
did?
Like, all right, I can't. There was something about it, and there was like, in my mind, there was nothing. It's your natural survival instinct to it. Yeah. Be careful, like food that you haven't seen all the people around you eat and everything,
yeah,
you're naturally skeptical of it. That's how people get poisoned or, you know, all of that stuff. So I sat down to eat it and I'm like, I can't eat this meat I've never had before. It's bear meat, but I can't. It didn't help that the guy, he told me the story about how he had to like drag the bear over like through the woods for 18 hours before he could get it back. And I'm like, so I cooked the hell out of it.
Okay, I got a buddy of mine, Ivan, is texting me. Ivan's a good friend of mine. He's from South Carolina. And he says, coon is a country thing in South Carolina. We've all tried it at a minimum in rural South Carolina. It's a delicacy.
Yeah.
He's from there. So I trust his.
I think it's still pretty, I don't know if common or not, but it's not unheard of.
What's the, do you have anything that you eat that like the majority of people, I'm not saying something as rural as shooting a raccoon and skinning it, but do you have anything you eat, like whether you go to restaurants or you live a rural lifestyle at times. Like there's probably stuff you've killed or someone near you has killed that you've eaten.
Yeah.
Like do you have anything that fits in? Like the closest thing I have is I love alligator and I love octopus. Like that's the closest thing that I have.
No, I don't need it. I mean, deer is the only thing and that's no big deal.
No,
you can
not.
Buy that at the convenience store.
That's right.
So like venison, but like my father-in-law makes really good venison stuff. So I guess I have like I've probably got more venison dishes that I like than the normal person, but that's about it. I've never had squirrel.
No.
I might just go kill a squirrel today and eat it.
Okay.
But I don't want to clean the squirrel.
Don't
always
you have,
turn me off.
Can't you bring it? Doesn't your father-in-law do stuff like that? Doesn't
Oh, yeah.
Bring it to him. He can clean it and
then
eat it over
there. I feel
like
less than a man.
Say, I'm bringing dinner over. Just bring like four dead squirrels over to his house. Yeah. I think they're like tacos or coming burritos or whatever, you know, pizza. No, I got four dead squirrels. Clean them, Pops. Yeah.
I was never cut out for, man, farm life growing up. I knew it wasn't going to stick with me, partly because I'm just way too squeamish about stuff.
Yeah,
I was going to be a crop farmer or nothing else.
Yep.
I can't, like, I don't, I used to have to help my grandma clean the chickens. We used to kill our own chickens and everything. And, oh, my God, every time. I never got used to it. Cleaning a chicken and, oh, just, I'm getting nauseous just thinking about
it. Yeah, Seth's like a husk of corn. That's the only thing I'm going to skin.
Now, there's something about a raccoon that I find more appetizing than a possum.
Okay.
A possum's just an ugly animal.
Yeah.
There's just something about a possum, and maybe it is because you see him around the trash and everything, but you see raccoons around the trash.
He just said that. Yeah. Like,
they're just so damn cute, though, that I just want to eat it. Oh, my God, raccoons.
They're cute?
I'll send you some videos. Look up raccoons washing.
Did you say I'll send you some videos?
Yes. Look up raccoons washing sugar cubes.
Okay. I'll do it during the break.
Because raccoons are very clean.
They are. That is true. They are very clean. All right. Coming up next, Jalen Petrie done for the season. What does this mean to the Houston Texans? And weigh in on the text page. The weirdest stuff you eat. 713-572-4610.